You got me?
Yeah. That's all right then. I'm going to open with a couple of scriptures. Just a few verses from Matthew and a verse from Isaiah. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased." And then in Isaiah, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him and he will bring justice to the nations." Now, the scripture in Matthew, we know, is definitely speaking of Jesus. But the scripture in Isaiah is also related to Jesus our Saviour too. We're speaking tonight about a dove. And what that dove represents. Why Jesus at this time and point? Why the need of the Holy Spirit represented by the dove? Why like a dove? And also in that scripture in Matthew, why God's voice to be heard? Although this is only a few verses, it paints an amazing picture. I've got quite a vivid imagination, and this picture that is painted here is amazing to me. Firstly, we see Jesus come to where John the Baptist is ministering his message. And he's baptizing people. So you can imagine the scene. It's not like a baptism that we may go to, although I've seen some baptisms in sea. This is a big event. This baptism is not just in a little square baptismal pool. It's in a vast expanse of water. So you can imagine the crowds around. And then Jesus came. And as Jesus came to John the Baptist, John knew who he was. And he says, "Hang on, this should be the other way around. It shouldn't be me that's baptizing you. You should be baptizing me." But Jesus became baptized to fulfill the things written in Scripture beforehand and to begin and prepare his ministry. It wasn't a private affair. The crowds were around. They were already here under John's ministry. The crowds were watching as Jesus came, as Jesus was baptized. And then it was the wow moment. In Mark's scripture, it describes the next moment as the heavens were torn open. Can you imagine that picture now? By a lake or a river, probably quite sunny, nice weather, and suddenly the sky appeared to be torn open. And heaven was open to earth. What a phenomenon. What a picture. Was it necessary for Jesus' water baptism? Well, Jesus was sinless. So in some ways, outwardly looking, that wasn't necessary. But it was an identification point to him, for him, to us. Showing that human side. Showing that way that we can approach. But the Spirit of God was necessary at this point. The Spirit of God was necessary for Jesus to move mightily in his ministry. But then, through this heavenly turmoil, this sky being torn open, heaven being revealed to earth, what appeared to be a dove descending on Jesus. What extremes these people are seeing before their eyes. What must have been like a mighty storm tearing the skies apart. And then the glorious of the dove coming down. The peace, the perfection, the innocence. Indwelling and coming upon the Son of God. As it says in that scripture in Matthew, a lightning on him. What a picture is set before us. The power, the awe. Can you imagine the scene? Then God's voice. This is my Son, whom I love, and I'm well pleased. Have you noticed something here in this scripture? These short few verses, you've got the entire Trinity. You've got the Father, you've got the Son, and you've got the Holy Spirit. That dove that peace, that perfection, that innocence, all rolled into one, at one amazing moment. Jesus then went on to do many wonderful things. With the Holy Spirit at work in him, all the power beyond our understanding. Further on in this scripture, I think it's just the next verse actually, that amazing power is shown straight away. So you can imagine this scene. Jesus being baptized. The heavens ripped apart. The Holy Spirit descending like a dove. The empowering of our Lord. And then he's whisked away. Gone. That's how it's described in Scripture, that he then goes off to the desert. How would you feel just witnessing that? What happened? The awe, the peace, the presence of our Father. Today, that example we can follow. Just as Jesus wanted to follow us to follow in water baptism. But also, something special can happen to us. We can have that dove experience. We can have that holy spiritual baptism. We can have that illuminating from our Lord. We too can have that wow moment, that peace, that indwelling within each of us, that power to do amazing things. We can experience that God presence in us. What an experience that would be. I can say the difference is out of this world. God's power is available right now to you and to me. All we have to do is put ourselves in that position to receive that peace of God. That dove. That Holy Spirit. Now I'm going to show my age a little bit, which seems to be getting more and bigger numbers as years go by. But an old hymn that used to be sung many times when I was little, so it must have imprinted on my brain somewhere. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hand the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illume in me, Spirit divine. And that just describes exactly the words that I've spoken tonight. the difference that that dove descending on our Lord made can make for each of us. Amen.